Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Samsung.
And I'm Anna Palmer. In case you were wondering exactly where President Donald Trump stood on a travel ban, he tweeted again last night, writing, quote, "That's right, we need a travel ban for certain dangerous countries, not some politically correct term that won't help us protect our people."
Jen Habercorn and Burgess Everett have the scoop on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wanting a vote on replacing Obamacare by the July 4th recess. If you listen to Senate Republicans, you don't exactly get the sense that they believe they'll be able to pass a replacement of Obamacare by the July 4th recess. But we hear that Senate Republicans are starting to send pieces of what might end up in their plan to the Congressional Budget Office.
The New York Times' Peter Baker and Maggie Haberman detail how Trump is getting tired of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And the Wall Street Journal has a brutal op-ed this morning on how Trump is undermining his own travel ban and the Justice Department.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan is saying that Britain should cancel Trump's upcoming state visit. Intercept has a new story out on a top-secret NSA report detailing Russian hacking efforts just days before the 2016 election.
The Washington Post's Devlin Barrett is reporting that a 25-year-old government contractor has been charged with mishandling classified information. This is the first criminal charge to be filed in the Trump administration with regard to the leak investigation.
Tara Palmieri, Josh Dossier, and Ileana Johnson are reporting that the White House's Russia investigation war room might have been killed off. Isaac Dover sits down with SBA Administrator Linda McMahon for his off-message podcast. McMahon blames the West Wing for the hiring bottleneck at the agency.
In the juice, we've got the National Association of Manufacturers playing host to Vice President Mike Pence, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy later this month for its annual fly-in. Roger Stone was spotted at the Watergate Hotel Monday, just days before the 45th anniversary of the Watergate break-in. And ABC's Tom Lamas is interviewing Eric and Donald Trump Jr. on Good Morning America this morning. Look for the Trumps to discuss their father's tweets about London Mayor Sadiq Khan. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.